أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا لهو القصص الحق وما من إله إلا الله وإن الله لهو العزيز الحكيم. فإن تولوا فإن الله عليم بالمفسدين. Previously these ayat were the ayat of explaining to the Christians what the true position is of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was not killed on the cross, he was lifted up miraculously by Allah Ta'ala with his body and soul, that he is not Allah, he is not the son of Allah Ta'ala. So that was made clear. But when they did not believe, then Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayats of Mubahala, that is invoking the curses on the people who have got the wrong beliefs. When they saw that this will be dangerous for them, they refused to make the Mubahala also. So this was clear proof. They knew that they are on the wrong, and they just, because of their stubbornness, they wanted to carry on in that way. So at the end now, Allah Ta'ala explains the summary of it all. Inna hadha lahu al-qasasul haq. Beshak yahi hai bayan satcha. Undoubtedly, this is the true explanation of all this debate with the Christians, etc., and the whole discussion with them. This is the true conclusion of it. And what is that? وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. اور کسی کی بندگی نہیں ہے سوائے اللہ کے. And there is nobody to be worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Nabi and Rasul of Allah, a very great and auspicious person, but he is not Allah. There is no divinity in him, neither him nor his mother Maryam, Mary. They are not to be worshipped in any way whatsoever. Only Allah alone is to be worshipped. He is not the son of Allah and he is not Allah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. اور اللہ جو ہے وہی ہے زبردست حکمت والا. And it is only Allah, the one and only Allah, who is all powerful, full of wisdom. That is, Allah Ta'ala is all powerful and he does as he pleases. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they saw with their own eyes, and according to their belief, he could not defend himself, and according to them, he was killed and put on the cross. That he can't be Allah, who can't even defend himself from a few people around him. Forget from all the forces of the world. Allah is that being who overpowers all the forces of the present times, the past and the future. Everyone, everything together cannot do harm to Allah one little bit also. And yeah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to them, a few people who had gone, 5 or 6 people, and he couldn't save himself from them also. So that can't be Allah. So Allah Ta'ala made, and so Allah is that one powerful being, and Allah is full of wisdom, and according to his wisdom, those who believe correctly, he will reward them, and those who believe wrongly, he will punish them according to that. So a person should turn only to Allah Ta'ala. And still if they don't believe, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا پھر اگر قبول نہ کرے, then too, if they turn away and they don't accept the truth, then remember, the reason for that is that the clear arguments were put to them, they did not accept them. Then the Mubahala, the invoking of the curses, was presented to them, that also they did not accept. If they did believe that their beliefs are correct, they should have been openly ready for the Mubahala, that we are believing right, so it's all right, we are prepared. And Allah's curses will come on the people who believe wrongly. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came immediately with his grandson, Hazrat Hussein, he held him in his arms. Hazrat Hassan, he laid him by his finger. And Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, they all came because they knew they are on the truth. They had nothing to fear whatsoever that the curses of Allah will fall on them. They had no fear. But the Christians withdrew. And they did not come for a Mubahala, which is clear proof that they knew that they are not believing the truth, and they are only looking for facade, for destruction. They don't want to accept the clear arguments that are presented, neither they are they prepared to accept the mubahala, the invoking of the curses. So if that is the case, then remember and know, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ To Allah ko maalum hai, fasad karne wala. Allah perfectly well knows who are those people who are the fasadis, who want to make trouble all the time. And this is carrying on till today, that who are the people who know they are in the wrong, but they only want to cause destruction in the ummah. And for them, as Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is Al-Azizul Hakim. Allah is all-powerful and He will take them to task accordingly. And He is Hakim, all-wise. He knows exactly when and how to take everyone to task. He gives everyone enough opportunity to make tawbah, that he can reflect and consider his position and correct himself. But if he does not, then Allah Ta'ala knows who are the evil doers, and accordingly Allah Ta'ala will treat them and punish them also accordingly. The great lesson for us to learn here is that we must make sure that we are on the truth, that like the Christians, they believe, according to them, that they are following Christianity. But in actual reality, they are not following Christ, Isa alayhi salam also. He clearly told them, I am not the Son of God. Don't worship me. I am not God. So they say they are Christians, but they are not Christians. It must not happen we fall in the same trap, that we say we are Muslims, but we are not following the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but some new modern deen, some watered down deen, some deen of some all concocted ideas. We must be very careful also. And this ayat here, the Shias use this ayat to, according to them, to prove that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was supposed to be the first Khalifa. Immediately after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was supposed to be the first Khalifa. But their own ulama also reject that argument. There is no basis for it. They take out wrong meaning of the words from this ayat, and they want to prove from there that Hazrat Ali was supposed to be the first Khalifa. But that is completely wrong. They use that from the words that Abna'ana wa abna'akum, our children. So they say that the children were Hassan and Hussein. Nisa'ana wa nisa'akum, our woman was Hazrat Fatima. Wa anfusana wa anfusakum, and we, they say that that refers to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But that is completely wrong. According to the Quran Sharif and according to even the Shia ulama, they've taken out the wrong meaning. So we must not be fooled by the Shia if they present these arguments. The correct tartib of the Khulafa is 100% as it is. First Khalifa was 100% correct, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and fourthly Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They believed that he was supposed to be the first Khalifa after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they try and use this ayat to prove their point. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has said that Allah has explained the matters very, very clearly. And the true and correct beliefs, whether it is with regard to Christianity, Muslims must be firm on their correct beliefs. And it must not be that we start going to their churches and pray with them. That is the complete opposite of what Quran teaches. We are a unique nation with the true beliefs, and we must remain firm with them. And the same way, we do not associate with the Shias in that way. And we do not bring their wrong beliefs into our system of beliefs. We have got our correct set beliefs, and that is what we must stand for, strive for, and maintain. And very important to make dua, that we live by that and we die by it. And on Qiyamah Day, Allah raises us with the correct beliefs. not with any other wrong beliefs whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness. Let us benefit from the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And the biggest worry is for Akhirat. What will be our condition there? As Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Their hearts tremble all the time. The true believer, كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, that they are going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala. What face will we show? What will be our condition in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, on Pul Sirat? The true believers, their hearts tremble at these thoughts all the time. And if we are not thinking about it also, then we have to think a lot what is the condition of our iman, that we are not worried. We are worried of dunya's things, we are not worried of akhirat at all. That is the way of the non-believers, the animals. But the true believer, they all the time their worry is, how will my maut come? How will my condition be in my qabr on the day of Qiyamah, on Pul Sirat, etc.? Whether I will be going to Jannat or Jahannam, they have this fear all the time. May Allah guide us and bless us with the right iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.